Welcome back to this March 10th edition of the No State Project here on the Republic Broadcast Network. Every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, and unfortunately, I think in a couple of weeks, I'll be having to do the show at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. That doesn't change, so when everyone else changes their clocks, we will then go to Pacific Time. My name is Mark Stevens. This is the No State Project. I'm the author of a little book called Adventures in Legaland. You can get your copy if you don't have one. Go to adventuresinlegaland.com. Pick up your copy today. A lot to talk about today. We'll also be taking calls, 800-313-9443. For everyone in the Phoenix area or within driving distance, this Monday, March 12th, I was asked to speak to the Maricopa County Libertarian Party. That is, again, March 12th. It'll start at 6:30 p.m. at the China Village, 2710 East Indian School Road in Phoenix. Again, that's the China Village, 2110 East Indian School Road in Phoenix. So if you are in the area, I'd definitely like to see you down there. Looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Got a story. If you go to Ernie Hancock's freedomsphoenix.com, it's interesting. I always think it's always an interesting story when you have government going against government. You know, when they start eating their own, and you have these individuals who have been profiting off of the. Of their criminal actions, what is a crime, but the initiation of the use of physical force, which is how government employees are paid, whether they ever pick up a gun or not. Fact is, a gun must be picked up in order for them to be able to get paid. And I always think it's so ironic, I guess it's kind of a sick irony, when government starts eating its own, and those who have been taking part in destroying people's lives start complaining about government persecution. What is that all? If you live by the sword, you shall die by the sword. I guess some other people, we would call that, karma. See, what comes around tends to go around. That if you live a life of crime, that's what you're going to be bringing into your life. So we look at here, again, you go to freedomsphoenix.com to see the story. It's also all over the internet. A sheriff's deputy in Texas, Gilmer Hernandez, has been convicted in a federal court. He did what we've spoken about before, a routine traffic stop. Claims that the driver of this SUV had taken off. That's what it says here in the article, that he was standing barely a foot from the side of the SUV. Witnessed the driver suddenly place the transmission into gear and swerve violently into the space where the deputy was standing. And then the deputy, of course, drew his firearm and fired 3 shots. Which injured one of the passengers in the SUV. Now, we've discussed this and some other stories. I just have this problem with routine traffic stops and police officers who think that they're being persecuted by the government. This is the No State Project. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll be taking calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 4-3 anywhere. Get back after these words.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back to the No State Project for March 10th, 2007. My name is Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legal Land. I want to thank Silent Sponsors. We'll continue doing the show. JT, Mark, Sagas, appreciate it, guys. Talking about, for the break, talking about a police officer who shot, discharged his firearm at an SUV he claims tried to hit him, not just merely pulling away, tried to hit him. And he was convicted of violating the civil rights of the woman he had hit. I believe it was a woman that he had hit. Well, he had hit what they call an illegal alien. I love how they go through with the rest. And it's the tactic of highlighting the difference between Hernandez's claim of three shots fired versus the claims of the illegal aliens. No, you can't say witnesses. You got to say illegal aliens. The elected sheriff was apparently really ticked off that one of his deputies was convicted of a crime, and he writes a letter. His name is Don G. Letzinger, the elected sheriff in Edwards County, Texas, and he writes a letter to the judge. Your Honor, no man should stand for judgment based on prosecution courtroom antics in the name of advocacy, based on false statements and implied evidence. As God is my witness, Deputy Hernandez is a good and honorable young man. Let's look at this. Your Honor, no man should stand for judgment based on prosecution, courtroom antics, in the name of advocacy, based on false statements and implied evidence. Let's consider this. Sheriff Letzinger claims that, let's see, he's got 25 years in law enforcement. 15 of them as the elected sheriff. He says, I have been cross-designated with the DEA. I was a task force officer and case agent in the prosecution of a conspiracy to traffic narcotics. Well, let's examine it, Sheriff Letzinger, and obviously I would like to try to see if Sheriff Letzinger would be willing to come on the show. So you are a drug warrior. You are someone enforcing drug statutes. Well, let's think about this for a second. I know I've mentioned this before. Do you see a little hypocrisy here? He says that nobody should stand judgment on implied evidence. Well, what is there in a drug case? This man's got 25 years at least 15 apparently, in the drug war. And I have, because my video on my website and on Google Video, I go extensively quoting state Supreme Court cases and district court of appeals cases, United States Court of Appeals cases, federal cases. So that there's no basis for a drug case. So this whole business, maybe it's me. I see a sick irony here. To have a man who has been earning a living by forcing people into prosecutions when there's no legal basis for it whatsoever, is ticked off when one of his employees discharges a firearm at somebody. Now you can debate whether the officer thought his life was in danger. Obviously, if the SUV is traveling away from him, I don't believe that would qualify. But here, a man has initiated use of physical force. He's discharging a firearm at a moving vehicle. And this individual, the sheriff, Letzinger, who has been initiating force and putting people in jail and having them face prosecutions when they have violated no one's legal rights and caused no damage, is ticked off about it. In fact, he is so ticked off, he is quoted as saying, I'll tell you one thing is going to happen from all this. Someone is going to get killed. So he's quoted as saying, that's Edwards County Sheriff Don G. Letzinger said about the current climate of prosecuting law enforcement officers, including one of his own. Letzinger has noted five highly publicized cases brought by the U.S. Attorney's Office, Western District of Texas, that someone may be killed. Not likely to be a civilian, according to Letzinger. The checklist is getting too long before you decide it is going to be me or you. Pretty strong words. Pretty strong words. I definitely am going to be looking to get Sheriff Letzinger on the show to see how much outrage he would have knowing that he is responsible, he and his men, by enforcing the drug statutes. Again, he was cross-designated with the DEA. He was a task force officer and case agent in the prosecution of a conspiracy to traffic narcotics. You don't see, if you think I'm wrong, you don't see the irony here. You think Sheriff Letzinger is a great guy and his agent's a great guy? Give me a call, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I just think it's the height of arrogance and hypocrisy to be outraged at this. How many paramilitary raids did this man did Don Letzinger, did he participate in? How many people are sitting in jail, in prison, right now, for doing nothing more than possessing narcotics? For doing nothing more than marijuana possession? Where they're not accused of violating anybody's rights, not causing any damage whatsoever. See, there's no such thing as a victimless crime. It's a misnomer. It's more that 1984 doublespeak. No such thing. To have a crime, there must be a corpus delicti. The corpus delicti is the body of the crime. Corpus delicti is not the same thing as the corpus delicti rule. If you have any attorneys who actually have the guts to disagree with all this, and they say, well, the corpus delicti rule states that there must be evidence of a crime independent of a defendant's confession. So, well, what if there is no confession? There still needs to be a crime. In order for there to be, you see, the corpus delicti is the body of the crime. It is the crime itself. It is the crime. To say a corpus delicti is not required to prove a crime was committed is to say a crime is not required to prove a crime was committed. Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And just the irony, I couldn't get past the irony here. I want to move on. Again, the number here is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Give us a call if you have a question or comment what we're discussing today. Well, what's amazing is, and this doesn't happen too often, just probably the only real reason why I'm even mentioning this. Again, this is on Freedom's Phoenix, freedomsphoenix.com. FBI director and attorney general Alberto Gonzalez has admitted fault. Unbelievable. It says the nation's top two law enforcement officials acknowledged Friday the FBI broke the law to secretly pry out personal information about Americans. They apologized and vowed to prevent further illegal intrusions. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez left open the possibility of pursuing criminal charges against the FBI agents or lawyers who improperly used the USA Patriot Act in pursuit of suspected terrorists and spies. The FBI's transgressions were spelled out in a damning 126-page audit by Justice Department Inspector General Glenn A. Fine. He found that agents sometimes demanded personal data on people without official authorization, and in other cases, improperly obtained telephone records in non-emergency circumstances. The audit also concluded that the FBI for 3 years underreported to Congress how often it used national security letters to ask businesses to turn over customer data. The letters are administrative subpoenas that do not require a judge's approval. I love what Alberto says, is quoted as saying, "People have to believe in what we say. And so I think this was very upsetting to me, and it's frustrating. He doesn't even know if it was upsetting to him. Why can't you? I love how lawyers speak. I think this was very upsetting to me. He says, we have some work to do to reassure members of Congress and the American people that we are serious about being responsible in the exercise of these authorities. You know, to think, how bad does it have to be when Gonzalez and Mueller admit that something was done wrong? I would imagine that, you know, someone like Tony Snow and the people at Fox News disagree. Bring it under the direction of the president. As we know, when the president does it, it's not illegal. Or the one... agent to testify before Congress that the president is never wrong. My name is Mark Stevens. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a moment on the No State Project.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the No Stay Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legal Land. Just want to remind everyone again, I will be speaking to the Maricopa County Libertarian Party Monday, March 12th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the China Village, located at 2710 East Indian School Road in Phoenix. If you're in the area, please, like to see you, meet you, come on down. It'll be a lot of fun. I was just talking, of course, about something that rarely happens. And I just want to point out, just because Gonzalez and Mueller admit that the law was broken, that it was illegal, and that they're taking responsibility, doesn't mean anything's going to be done to anyone down there. They'll probably be promoted. Just remember, when I think it was 86 men, women, and children in Mount Carmel there in Waco, Texas, when they were murdered on national television, Jenna Reno said she took full responsibility. Well, what did that mean? Did that mean that she spent the day in jail or so? No. Did that mean that she was fired, or that there were lawsuits against her, and that she willingly compensated the family members, and she did what was, you know, to try to make things right again? No. Empty words. When these people say they're taking responsibility, it doesn't mean that they're going to make things right. It doesn't mean they're going to spend a day in jail. It doesn't mean that they're going to lose a day's pay. No. All that means is, hey, America, you guys are so dumb. You are so stupid, okay, that all we have to do is we're sorry, and everything's okay. And we're going to continue plundering and stealing and lying and torturing. We're going to still do all these things, but we're sorry. We're going to be serious about you know, that we want to protect you and whatnot. We want you to believe us. And why don't you stop killing people? Man, that's a pretty good way to that's a pretty good start. Anyway, I have a call, someone I've spoken with before. I'm glad he called through. We have John in Chicago. John, welcome to the No Stay Project. Do we have John?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, John, welcome to the show.
Okay, listen, along the lines of what you're talking about, I've read an excellent book called The Authority of Law by Charles Weissman. Are you familiar with that book?
No.
Okay, well, it talks about how law needs only be passed by the legislature of the state per the state constitution, and that every law under the title and before the body has to include its state enabling act for it to be a valid law. And I looked into the ILCS, the Illinois Compiled Statutes, which is our revised statutes, and I noticed that everywhere I looked, it doesn't contain the enabling clause.
Did you look at the session law?
No, I did not. But the session laws are not publicly given out as books. But the ILCS, like, for example, the vehicle code through the Secretary of State is. So if it's not published to the public, is that a valid, is it not a valid law?
Well, I tend not to get really into these issues. It's just kind of a red herring. It's kind of a diversion. It doesn't, you know, because would it be a valid law if it did have it? I don't think it still doesn't, you know, apply to anybody anyway. But if you look at the system as valid, like you're saying, for sake of argument, John, if you look at the session law, go to the published session law, you'll see the Enabling Act on there. The enabling clause. When you're looking at, when you go into the statute with the statute, the one that's published by West or whoever's publishing it, they don't typically include that stuff. They just number it accordingly and publish it. But if you go to any law library, they should have the session law. There'll be a section of books, the session law, they call it. That will have those clauses you're talking about.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help. You're doing a great job, Mark.
Oh, thanks very. No, just while I have you on,
sure.
If you want to, now, you are a police officer, correct?
That's correct. And I, you know, as far as the traffic stops are concerned, after reading your book and doing other research, I, you know, whatever happens as a result of a traffic stop, if the police officer gets injured. And realizes that's not what he's doing is illegal anyway. He's taking his you know, his life in his own hands. And I try to help other officers understand the truth of what's going on, because you know, whatever happens out there, you got to live with it. So you got to understand what's going on and understand what is law, what is not law, what's statutory and what's law. And you know, most officers, unfortunately, don't care. And, you know, I think if I'm not mistaken, most officers, if not all, take an oath to support the Constitution of the United States and the state in which they live in. So with that being said, they should learn the truth and know the difference between what is law and what is statute, so they can enforce the correct thing.
And I think what's more important, though, is they learn. Now, if they're taking an oath, and they're supposed to by law, okay, and by the Constitution, take an oath to support the Constitution. Now, I think it's more important for police officers to understand that they should be putting their life in danger by doing things that are not even authorized, like drug cases and traffic cases. I'll talk about that when we get back from the break. But, John, I appreciate the call. My name is Mark Stevens. No Stay Project. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the No State Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legaland.com. We're talking to John in Chicago. John is a police officer. And one of the things I was mentioning right before the break is, why should police officers put their lives on the line? You know, you talk about routine traffic stops. You look at drug cases and whatnot. If police officers were taught and understood, and I encourage, if you know police officers, you have family, you have friends, or you know police officers, let them see the standing cross-reference. Let them see the video I have on my website and Google Video. And they can verify this stuff for themselves. They can go talk to a county attorney and say, it's basic common sense. I mean, everybody knows you got to have a corpus delicti. That's the crime. You got to have a crime, but it'll be a crime. And so if police officers knew that to have standing in court, to have a case, requires the violation of legal right and damage, or, you know, threatened damage, then I think the more police officers like John and a whole bunch of police officers that I've had contact with, be a lot of police officers who would say, you know what, I'm not going to put my butt, my, I'm not going to get, put myself in a life-threatening situation when I am not supposed to be doing this. Not supposed, it's just like a gun charge. How many police officers have been killed because they were trying to disarm somebody who wasn't doing anything wrong? Just carrying a firearm is not violating anyone's legal rights and causing any damage. So you would think that if police officers, and I think this is right, that it, maybe not all of them, there's always going to be exceptions, but if this information is given to police officers and they can verify it for themselves and they can talk to the county attorney or the state attorney or they can do their own research and go online, they can see for themselves that every prosecution requires a corpus delicti, whether the defendant has made a given testimony or an admission or not, there has to be, then they would be thinking about that. They'd be starting to think, well, wait a minute. Why am I going to burst into this guy's house just because he's growing marijuana? There's absolutely no legal basis. Yes, there's a statute that says you're not supposed to do that. But just because there's a statute doesn't mean that this guy could be prosecuted. Yeah, I'd like to see the information getting into the hands of police officers so they'd be less inclined to put their lives on the line. Show the information to the police officer's family. Let his wife see that so maybe she's got it in her head, or and the rest of the family, when they know their husband and their father or whatnot, their brother, when they're going out on one of these paramilitary raids because it's suspected that someone is growing marijuana, or heaven forbid is possessing marijuana. Oh, God. Okay. So the next time he goes out on one of these paramilitary raids, or he's planning that, his wife can instill in him, you know, we may not do drugs. We may not agree with people possessing drugs and using drugs. But you know what? There's no legal basis for this. The drug war is wrong. Do you really think, honey, do you really think you should be going out tonight with your flak jacket and your ski mask and whatnot and your machine gun? Do you really think you should be breaking into this guy's house? Legally, he's not doing anything wrong. I'd be less inclined. I'd like to say that there would be less police officers willing to put their lives on the line to enrich whoever it is that is profiting off the prison system and off the drug war. Because it certainly isn't the police officers. That's probably why there's so many police officers that are engaged in the sale of the drugs that they seize, which if you go online, it's a systemic problem. One of the things of the drug war is that it corrupts the police, because they're not the ones making the lion's share of the money. So it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. This is the No State Project on the Republic Broadcast Network. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you love the police and you don't believe that they should be putting their lives in danger, let them know what standing is. Let them know what a corpus delicti is. Give them the option. Let them be fully informed so that if they're going to put their lives on the line, they'll be doing it out of, you know, knowing the ramifications. They'll be understanding what's going on. There's another story here that I wanted to report on, and the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, of course, upheld the government. People couldn't learn. The courts are not there to protect you. Says on February 2nd, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the defendant who claimed the secret placement of GPS tracking device, amounted to an unconstitutional search. And the Seventh Circuit panel said the police had not obtained a warrant authorizing them to place the GPS tracker on the defendant's car. The district judge, however, found they had a reasonable suspicion that the defendant was engaged in criminal activity. And she ruled that reasonable suspicion was all they needed for a lawful search, although she added that they had had probable cause as well. The defendant argues that they needed not only probable cause to believe that the search would turn up contraband or evidence of crime, but also a warrant. The government argues that they needed nothing because there was no search and seizure within the meaning of the Fourth Amendment. Now, what kind of case do you think this is? The word contraband gives it away. If you actually go from the case itself, the judges state, This is the ruling. This is United States of America versus Bernardo Garcia, And the case number is 06-2741. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and you can find the actual case. And it has to do with methamphetamine. The defendant had served time for methamphetamine offenses.
Huh.
So what we're talking about is drug possession, manufacturing. We're talking about the manufacturing of methamphetamine. Again, as we're talking about, notice his attorneys didn't argue this. They're just arguing about the GPS. But the Court of Appeals stated that there had to be the probable cause that he was engaged in criminal activity. Well, let's see. What's a crime, everybody? Crime is the initiation of the use of physical force, or the threat of the initiation of the use of physical force. It's an involuntary human relationship between, okay, two or more people. That's what it is. Okay, if you look in Arizona, it talks about a crime that it unjustifiably and inexcusably causes loss, harm, or injury. Well, is just the mere manufacturing of drugs or possession of drugs, does it violate anyone's legal rights and cause damage? No. And again, we go to Article 3, the United States Constitution, where it talks about the judicial power. The judicial power shall extend to all cases, law and equity, arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States, and treaties made, or which shall be made under their authority, to all cases affecting ambassadors and other public ministers and consuls, to all cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction. See, the word is case. To have a case, it must be the violation of a legal right and damage. So when you look at this, if the attorneys, and we don't know, the attorneys may have raised these issues, but the Court of Appeals is pretty notorious, just like other courts. They're pretty notorious for just not responding to things like that. So this whole business that they had reasonable suspicion the defendant was engaged in criminal activity, falls flat on his face. To have reasonable suspicion that someone is engaged in criminal activity requires a violation of legal right and damage. That's why corpus delicti consists of two elements. The body of the crime. Remember that. The body of the crime is the crime itself. It's two elements. Loss, harm, or injury, and somebody's causation. Criminal causation, meaning that they intended for the result to happen. It was like in Arizona, they talk about the corpus delicti, that is somebody's act and a certain result that has been produced. Well, if someone is just manufacturing methamphetamines, that is the act. What is the result? Remember, it's two different things. The act and the result, two different things. Cause and effect. They would have you believe that cause and cause, the same thing. Of course, like I mentioned earlier, people in the government think that we're all so stupid that we'll believe this stuff. That a crime doesn't require a crime. No! You just have to violate a statute. I just said it was a crime. Yeah, it is a crime. But where's the crime? It's not necessary. It's not necessary. No, you're guilty of, you committed a crime. Where's the body of the crime? Not required. They don't see, this is how we're viewed. It's the whole parents' patriae thing that we're the child, government's the big benevolent daddy, big brother, if you will, okay? They're the ones that are going to take care of us. They're going to tell us right from wrong, and they're going to make everything okay because they're going to punish all these crimes. Yeah, like I've mentioned, I have a new article on the website, adventuresinlegalland.com. The reason why the government agents, these people, one of the reasons why they're able to get away with this is the fact that the mainstream media the major media outlets, whether it's TV, radio, print, they don't care. They don't care about this stuff. They love the police so much, they won't even tell them and teach them, by the way, this is what a crime is. See, because if a police officer actually understands what a crime is, there's going to be less opportunity, I believe, or there's going to be less instances where they're going to put themselves unwittingly into a life-endangering situation. Because if someone is actually in the process of committing a crime, if this probable cause of crime is being committed, okay, chances are, if the cop is around, he's got reasonable, it's going to be pretty obvious. They're causing damage or threatening to cause damage. So the cop is not going to just walk up nonchalantly saying, can I see your license or registration? No. There's an actual crime process there, which is the violation of legal right and damage, okay? I can't fathom a situation where an actual crime is being committed and the police officer is going to unwittingly put himself into a life-threatening situation. It's going to be pretty obvious in a real crime, don't you think? That's why real crimes, like I write in the book, there's really no statute that says you should not do this, you can't do this. It's just a classification. Real crimes are obvious. So tax evasion is not a crime. It doesn't exist without a statute. The way it is. It's just the way, you know. This is why this information is so important. And this is why I speak about it so much. Because you're not going to hear this information. Can you imagine Larry King? This is something I wrote in the article. Imagine Larry King getting a U.S. attorney on TV, not talking about any particular case so you don't have any stupid privacy things, right? And asking him, and bringing this information up, and asking him point blank, where is the corpus delicti in a possession case, sir? Where is it? How many people are you personally responsible for putting in prison? Oh, 1,000. Wow, you're some prosecutor. And how many of those cases for just the drug possession charge, just that part of it at least, how many of those cases was there a corpus delicti proven beyond a reasonable doubt? You're not going to see it. How do I know? Because I've pitched the Larry King show many times. They don't care. The mainstream, you could call it a conspiracy. It doesn't matter. The editorial policy, the mainstream media, does not favor the truth. Half-truths, yeah, you get some half-truths, of course. That's what they're good at. But you're not going to hear these things. You're not going to hear anyone on the 6 o'clock news or anything like that getting a county attorney or one of these exalted legislators and actually asking a question that has any relevance. Can you imagine if Larry King had one of these drug warriors on? Get a DEA agent or get one of these attorneys to prosecute these cases? Sir, why don't you explain to me why the corpus delicti, why corpus delicti is not applicable to a drug case when it says in every criminal prosecution? Please explain to the audience, and if there's an attorney or a police officer, someone out there who loves the drug war, thinks it's a great thing, you're more than welcome to give me, you know, to contact me through the network, and we'll get you on the show. If you're just listening, give me a call if you can explain why, when it says in every criminal prosecution, they must prove the corpus delicti. I want you to call and let me know. We've got 800-313-9443. Call or email me and explain why, when it says in every criminal prosecution, it does not mean in every criminal prosecution. So you would think that if people were interested in law, if they were interested in justice, if they were interested in not putting police officers' lives at stake for no reason, no legal reason, you think they'd be interested. But they're not. Even the so-called alternative media. As the here in Phoenix, for example, they have the New Times. They love going after Joe Arpaio. In fact, it's almost like the mission statement of this newspaper, to go after Joe Arpaio. And I'm not saying that Joe Arpaio is not someone to be in the spotlight. Of course, he loves the spotlight. But you think they would be interested in a story where Joe Arpaio, for example, has thousands of people sitting in jails right now here in Phoenix Valley. Thousands on drug charges, whether convicted or waiting for their so-called trial. You think a newspaper that's made its mission to get to go after this man would jump at the opportunity to question him and say, give us the legal basis for a drug charge. You got simple possession of marijuana. Give us the legal basis for it, for holding these people. You think they jump at the chance. Did they? No. They don't care. The mainstream media and even most of the alternative so-called media don't care. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you would think that no legal basis for a drug charge would be of interest to a publication like High Times. My name is Mark Stevens. This is the No State Project here on the Republic Broadcast Network. Give me a call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a moment.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to the No State Project. It's March 10th, 2007. Before I run out of time, boy, this hour just goes fast. Yeah, that's okay. You don't have to necessarily pot it down. No. Okay. Before I forget and run out of time, I want to thank the silent sponsors again, JT, Mark, and Sagas, for helping to support the show, because we wouldn't be able to do the show without it. So thanks again, guys. And I hope everything is thawing out up there. I think JT told me it's 50 degrees up there, so wow. Time to go out swimming. Anyway, what I was saying before the break was how it's up to us to take advantage of the internet and whatnot and get this information out to people, because the editorial policies, for whatever reason, we can only speculate, is that they don't want things like this. They don't want to hear that there's 500,000 people are in prison on bogus charges. Because I would imagine people who profited the most from the drug war probably own the major media, and so that maybe that's a part of it. Can I prove it? No. The point is, what I can document, is that regardless of the information that you can verify, and it's very easy to verify, major media, the mainstream media, they won't touch it. They don't care. So it's up to us if we want to see some. Get to a voluntary society and prove things along the way, then it's up to us to get the information. Let people have the link to the video on Google, and I'll be getting the civil part done and posted as soon as I can, so that you can see, like in most traffic cases, for example, there is no basis, there is no standing. What I want to mention, too, before I run out of time, is that someone had made a really good point here on this article on Freedom's Phoenix about the GPS monitoring. I just want to read his comments. It says, the easiest thing to do to stop this kind of abuse is to turn the law back around on those who abuse it. By placing tracking devices on the car of the judges who rule in favor of this and the private cars of the police chief's wife, and others involved, etc. As they have no reasonable expectation of privacy, as they are in public and can be monitored just as everyone else could. Then, after you gather enough embarrassing data on three habits, publish it in a newspaper. Give a little taste of their own. He says, give them a little taste of the own justice, and that would be great. Wouldn't accomplish anything. I believe the reason why they could get these judges to rule the way they rule, you get these ridiculous things like a witness being competent, being incompetent, and just doing the most unbelievable, nonsensical things, because they usually have dirt on these guys. They know the prostitutes that they've been with or whatnot. They know the drugs that they're using or whatnot. They probably have a little file on all these guys, and that's why they can always they get these guys to rule this way. But can you imagine the outrage the police and their bosses and these bureaucrats would have? I mean, you could go online, you could read where police have beaten people because they were filming traffic stops. They just filming the police officers while they're walking down the street. The cops are outraged at this. The police and their buddies, they wouldn't like it any more than we do. But we're the peons. We have to accept that because it's for our own good. It's for our protection. For our protection. Yeah, we've heard that before. My name is Mark Stevens. This has been the No Stay Project. Again, remind everybody, I will be speaking the Maricopa County Libertarian Party this Monday, March 12th. That's March 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the China Village, 2710 East Indian School Road in Phoenix. And again, if government was a benevolent protector of life, liberty, and property, they wouldn't be willing to kill you in order to do so. Until next time, Avita Zane.